anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better treat out there than Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen snack that your cats will absolutely fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can get it in your pet stores. Don't forget SCOE 10X, the number one odor eliminator out there. It is the best. It will take out any odors that you have. You can find it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Good pet food, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. Enter the code PETS in the promo box and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Workman Publishing, HoshitBookGroup.com. Check it out for your 2026 calendar. And don't forget, coming up next year on September 30th, going to Italy with Colette. Join me at 800-581-8942. Booking number 1382-009. This is Talkin' Pets. Is the music from Black Phone 2. And if it freaks you out, the movie will too.
What kind of name of a movie is that, though?
Black Phone 2.
The first one was really good. I watched
it. Yeah, the first one I screened by myself, and it bothered me, actually. The second one didn't bother me as much, but I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, that was the music for Black Phone 2, but... I'm going to give you your top five movies as of last week in just a minute. The movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. Number one out there, Tron, Ares, made $42 million in 1 week, which is a pretty good take. I did not see it. I can't tell you about it because I didn't screen it. And I haven't really seen the franchise, but people seem to like it. I did see Roofman. It's okay. It made $11 million in its opening week. It opened up at number two. Not as funny as I thought it was going to be, but I will say it's a little risque because Channing Tatum spends a lot of time naked in a Toys R Us store. And I'll just leave it at that.
Toys R Us store?
Yep. One battle after another. That was number three at 57 million in 3 weeks. Doing okay. Not doing great for a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. I didn't screen that one either. So I don't know if there's animals, but I'm only assuming that there were.
What have you been doing all week, John?
I'm telling you, they haven't been sending me the screenings. Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, I was supposed to screen that one. I didn't go. But it made $28 million in 3 weeks. But there is a cat in it, I know. Not sure how it was treated. Ah, but here we go. I did screen The Conjuring last night. It's $174 million so far in 6 weeks, which is great. And I will say, actually, that there is a dog in that movie. And, like I've said before, for the minute that it's in the movie, it's not treated well. The evil kind of takes it out on the dog. I'll just leave it at that. But those are your top five movies as of last week. Like I said, I did get to screen a couple of movies, and one that I screened actually was Black Phone 2. And it's put out by Universal Pictures. I will say I didn't like it as much as the first one, but the thing was is that if you make it past the first half hour of the movie, when Ethan Hawke appears, this is when the movie gets exciting and creepy. And then it gets better. So it's a pretty decent movie. It's not bad. It was almost like watching Nightmare on Elm Street in this one. Huh. Same premise. Same exact premise. It's like they stole the premise from Nightmare on Elm Street. But still, it's good. And the cast is pretty good at it, but Ethan Hawke is amazing. So if you want a Halloween movie, you may want to check out Black Phone 2. I also did screen a while ago, but I was able to just post it from Amazon MGM Studios, After the Hunt with Julia Roberts. Good movie. A very intellectual movie. You might get a little lost in the when they talk about the philosophical parts of life. But it's about... the film is about professors at a college. I believe it's Yale. And one professor gets a little too close with a student. And the accusations get out of hand. I'll leave it at that. So that's basically the premise of the film. Believe or not to believe. So you can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com. I also post them on Facebook. So if you're part of our family there, at Talkin' Pets Radio, no G in the talking, then you can read the reviews there too. But... So those are your movies that you want to go see. You may want to check them out, but read my reviews. I put a lot into them. TalkinPets.com is the website. Just click on movie reviews. It will take you right there. But we're talking with Jilly. And Jilly, I understand yes. You went Christmas tree shopping today.
I did. I'm like a mile from the North Carolina border and in between like my house and where I work in Elk Park. There's this beautiful, massive, massive Christmas tree farm. It's called Evergreens Farm. And only this weekend, each year, which is, y'all wouldn't know what it is, but there's a woolly worm festival. It's kind of more for kids. But, you know, they race woolly worms, which are those little fluffy different kinds of worms. And there's all sorts of stuff going on. So the town is really packed, and a lot of people come here to pick their trees. And so you just go and you... You walk all over the farm, it's miles and miles and miles, and you pick out your tree and you put your tags on it and then you wrap it in this other different color of ribbon. And
you
then
didn't pee between... on it?
No. Last year I took Xerxes, but he was peeing on all the trees, so I couldn't take him this year.
What kind of festival thing are they doing?
Woolly worm.
You know those big fuzzy worms? They're black and orange, sometimes they're green and orange, sometimes they're blue,
really.
Or sometimes they're just black. It's a big thing up here, you know,
in
but
Tennessee.
It's more based on kids. That's actually in North Carolina, but I'm right there. I mean, it's a mile from my house is the North Carolina border.
Okay.
I mean, I could be in five different states in a few hours here. Everything just kind of mismushes together.
So
but
I can't
you go
believe
and
it.
Pick out your tree, and then
I just can't.
Between...
I can't believe though. It's like not even Halloween yet, and you're picking out a Christmas tree.
Well, you don't cut it or anything.
Well,
you
I
go back
that.
Between. November 15th and December 14th, at any point in time, you can call the farm, and then they'll go and you get to come and chop the tree down, and then they'll tie it to the top of your car, and you bring it home and set it up. It's awesome.
Have you always had a live tree?
Since I'm, yes, always. And since I moved up here, I go and I used to buy them in Tampa. I would go and get them, I don't know, Home Depot or whatever.
But you ever have a squirrel move in with them?
Nope. No. Wouldn't last in my house anyway. Anything that comes in is not going to get
out. Xerxes would probably eat it. You're rotty. Well, but, we're going to go out to a break. When we come back, we got a story coming up from Jilly, but we're also going to play Name That Animal Sound, and if you can guess what it is. But this is the music, and the weird music as it was for the movie After the Hunt. It was very bizarre, the music that they brought into this film. It was like that. It was like all of a sudden you're in the middle of a conversation, and this weird music comes up loud like that, and it's like, what is that? I guess he was trying to be artistic, but I didn't like it. Anyway, this is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Heartland's Dove Lewis Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Hospital is helping bridge the gap between veterinary medicine and public safety through workshops that teach canine handlers how to provide emergency care to their working dogs in the field. The sessions, led by Sarah Tauber, DVM, focus on real-world emergencies such as opioid exposure, trauma, and other critical incidents. Participants learn to administer Narcan, apply bandages, monitor vital signs, and perform essential first aid skills that can keep dogs alive until they reach a veterinary facility. Our goal is to give handlers the confidence and knowledge to protect their canine partners in any situation. These dogs are essential to public safety, and every second counts when they encounter opioids, accidents, and other hazards. Being prepared saves lives. The training program collaborates with Oregon agencies, including the Beaverton Police Department, the Oregon Police Canine Association, and the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives. Future sessions will focus on specialized canine units working in drug detection and exposure. Beyond these workshops, Dove Lewis continues to expand its role in veterinary education. Through its online training platform at Dove, the organization has shared veterinary resources worldwide for over a decade. A newly added 100-person community room now hosts a wider range of in-person training opportunities and veterinary professionals, first responders, and the public. By training handlers to provide immediate care to their canine partners, we're strengthening not only the dog's health, but the ability to protect and serve the community. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kind of wondering where that working dog was in that song, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
So was I when I listened to it the first time. I'm like, okay, get to the working dog part. So, but you know, the thing is, working dogs are very important in society. There's no doubt about that. You know, for things like 9/11, for instance, or just with police care or firemen, anybody that's in a rescue organization. I do like the fact that Dove Lewis has taken that initiative to train canine handlers
on the basics of
emergency care. Because
it's like being, if you're a lifeguard, you need to know life-saving tactics.
100%.
So if you are a canine handler, you need to know how to save your dog.
Yeah, I could just see you being a lifeguard and you're never trained. Like, what do I do with this red thing in my hand?
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, and I could see now where, you know, Dove Lewis actually training these canine handlers is, it really is a good idea. And it should be part of the curriculum when they actually work with these working dogs in the field, that they are trained at least on the basics.
Exactly.
Well, that was a long answer.
Great insight.
Oh, were you asking me a question? I'm sorry, I was looking at my next story. It's a long one. I had to prepare myself. Okay, repeat. What was that, JP?
Well, these dogs are essential to public safety, and every second counts when they encounter opioids, like what Chili's taking right now, accidents or other hazards. Being prepared can save lives, and that's very true. I just, you know, I thought that was a really good story. And a really good thing for Dove Lewis to be doing. So congratulations to them out there in Portland. That's a good job. So
it's a great job. I would like to be involved in something like that. I wish we had something around here. I've had several working dogs in my past, and I'm usually handing them over to someone because I'm not trained in what they're doing. You know, I'm not a police officer, I'm not a firefighter, but I've had dogs go out with other people. I've even had a dog that worked with the Coast Guard, and she would, you know, they'd come and take her, and she'd jump out of planes connected to some dude's chest, and she was incredible.
I was going to say, I hope they put it,
a... Yeah, but it would make me, it, I would feel safer being in my position as having a, owning a service dog that I do, you know, if there's a catastrophe, I let that dog go to work, knowing that that handler can cover the bases if needed.
No, great idea.
Yeah.
And I think maybe because, you know, Portland sparking this off, that maybe you will start to see it, you know, more so all around the country, which is which I 100% believe it should be doing right now. But on that note,
let the games begin.
And this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound, we are going to set you up with a prize for your cat, your dog, for yourself. We have books and so on and so forth. We have a whole bunch of things that we can pass on to you if you can identify what creature makes this sound. Well, I don't know. I mean...
That sounds like your cat when it has a fur ball.
I was going to say, that was Devin in the bathroom before. I guess he was having a having a hard time.
Yeah, that sounded like you.
I recorded it. Somehow I could see it. But that is the animal sound. So what creature makes that sound? I think it's, we've used it before a long time ago. I haven't used it in a while. It's a big animal. Has four legs. So that's the biggest hint I'm going to give you right now. But you might know it by the sound. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. 818-818-6401, and you could win from Vitacraft the Lick and Lap or the Purr Sticks from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and Multivitamin. Those are treat supplements for your dogs. We already gave away the bottle of SCOE 10X for this show, but that is out there. We do have the books, Pets, Pets, Pets by Chicken Soup for the Soul, brand new, and we do have the dog book as well. Collapsible Water Bowl from Talking Pets, CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, about reptiles. That's not a murder CD. We do have an elephant bracelet, and we do have the tumbler charms that you can put on. One for NFL, and also one, we have the little boy's keychain if you want to give your son or your nephew or whatever a keychain.
I have Stitch over here.
Yeah, he's got Stitch. I've got the keychain, so if you're watching this on Facebook Live, you'll see what they are. But I'm going to see if we could do this in a quick note. Jeremy in Oregon. Jeremy, you got 10 seconds to tell me what this creature is. What do you think, Jeremy? What is that?
That is a bull elk.
A bull elk. A bull elk?
Nothing for you.
Sorry, that is incorrect. But you're on the right path. This is
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's S-C-O-E, number 10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Deep within the rugged Andes of North Chile, cutting-edge satellite technology has uncovered an impressive network of ancient hunting traps called shakas. These gigantic funnel-shaped structures, some spanning hundreds of meters, were skillfully engineered by early indigenous groups to trap swift animals such as the vicuna, a graceful relative of the llama, renowned for its speed. What makes this find truly remarkable is that these traps appear to be thousands of years older than the Incas, suggesting that these societies possessed a level of landscape manipulation and tactical planning that was previously unrecognized. For example, the traps are precisely located on steep slopes, utilizing natural terrain features like ridges and valleys, an ingenious use for the environment that demonstrates a profound understanding of animal behavior and terrain. Historically, colonial accounts depict the western valleys of Chile are sparsely populated and primarily used for seasonal gatherings by nomadic groups. However, the new satellite data, showing numerous settlements closely linked with complex trapped networks, completely overturns the outdated view. It's now evident that these regions support dynamic, mobile communities that relied heavily on hunting and possibly early forms of pastoralism. For instance, clusters of small dwellings often found within a few kilometers of these traps suggest organized groups working cooperatively to exploit their environment efficiently. This discovery exemplifies how modern satellite imagery is transforming archaeology, turning the sky into a powerful tool to uncover hidden histories. Gone are the days when archaeologists had to undertake painstaking ground excavations that often missed features buried beneath centuries of soil, vegetation, and rugged terrain. Instead, aerial surveys now reveal massive structures like the shakas. For example, the structure's massive stone walls and strategic placements on hillsides are now clearly visible from space, enabling researchers to identify patterns and relationships across vast landscapes. As we harness these advanced imaging techniques, the true extent of ancient human ingenuity begins to emerge, demonstrating that our ancestors were far more resourceful and strategic than we could ever imagine. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
We're mighty manly hunting men, all American males. Once a year, we leave our homes to hit the hunting trail. Pack up the pickup with guns and pork and beans. Lots of toilet paper.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Oregon and Crystal. Hi, Crystal. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. I have a weird feeling you know what this is, so... I guarantee it's not me heavy moaning into the phone because you're on the other line, but... You know, if you want me to, I will. Okay, that's enough. But on that note, what do you think it is? What animal is that?
I think it's a bear cub.
Bear.
Or bear.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
But you're wrong. Sorry. I thought for sure you were going to get that. But no.
Me too.
Nope. Sorry, but you could try again on another one, Crystal. But thanks for trying.
Thank you.
Okay. That's Crystal out there in Oregon. I even said to Devin during the break, I was like, she's going to get it. I know she's got it.
Because you put too much pressure on her.
Well, the other one thought elk, and I thought, well, yeah, I said it was very close, extremely close, size-wise and all. But she didn't get it. But on that note.
Yes.
So, out of Destin, Florida, an intuitive dog named Eeyore has touched hearts across the world with his heroic actions that helped save the life of an 86-year-old woman who fell while walking him on the night of September 25th. The shepherd Mix took it upon himself to get help for the woman, who is the mother of Eeyore's owner. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Department recounted Eeyore's heroism on Facebook, sharing the touching video footage from Deputy Devin Miller's body cam showing Eeyore leading her to the woman who was injured after the fall. The faithful dog's actions resonated with people not only across the nation, but across the world. And now, there is more known about Eeyore's past. It turns out that he was saved as well. On Thursday, the Okaloosa County Sheriff let everyone know that Eeyore had been rescued himself years ago, writing, "We feel that media calls around the heartwarming Destin case involving an 86-year-old woman and a 100-pound dog from across not just the United States, but as far away as Japan and India. But today we learn there's so much more to Eeyore's story. It ranges from homelessness and near euthanization to loving family and national hero dog. Eeyore's backstory is not your typical one. The pup who came to his grandma's rescue and made headlines across the country and beyond had also been rescued by a local organization from Navarre that stepped in and saved his life. And sharing a video about he was saved by L&R Rescue in 2019 after the dog was hit by a car. Eeyore underwent surgeries to repair the damage he suffered, and eventually he was healthy enough to be adopted. Adopted and able to live out the rest of his life surrounded by love and able to pay it forward by using his instincts to save a loved one years later." You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Christopher Robin won't know what to say, but how could I blame him? It's like this all day. The mind of an Eeyore is constantly needing his help. The mind of an Eeyore is dragging them down. I'd understand if they won't want me.
I love this song, but we're going to go out to Pennsylvania, and we're going to speak with Maya.
Hey.
Hi, Maya.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we're going to see if you know what this is. This is what it sounds like. Remember, it's a big creature. What do you think?
I'm going to say that that's a moose.
Congratulations, you are absolutely right. I can see the bear, I can see the elk, but that's a moose. So, we're going to set you up with a prize. You have cats, you have dogs, do you like to read? What do you think?
I have a dog named Amber.
A dog named Amber. So we do have the Good Pets Foods, the Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and the Multivitamin that you can try. They're supplement treats for the dog. But we do have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I think on the dog realm, we have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets that may fill in with the dog. What do you think? Oh, and we have the 2026 calendar for next year if you want to go with one of those.
I think I'll take the book.
You got the book coming out to you, the dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's a great read. They're short stories, and you're absolutely going to love it.
Maya, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stay on the line, Maya, and what we're going to do is get your address there, and we'll ship it out to you. That's Maya out there in Pennsylvania. And everybody, it was a moose. There's a moose. The moose. The moose is on fire. So, that story on Eeyore, I do love that song. It was just a very sweet song. But
that's,
you know,
a great story.
You never know, actually. I mean, with the overpopulation of animals, you just never know that if you save a dog's life, that in one way or another, it may circle back at you and save your life one day, just like in that story, which is highly possible.
Dogs are angels sent from heaven.
They really are. And, you know, animals keep, you know, more than you think they do, they keep a very close eye on you. And if you have that bond with your animal, I can guarantee, even if you think it won't happen, that that animal will stand up and protect you if need be. I've seen it happen not only in my own life, but I've seen it happen in many people's lives. And I think the ultimate story involved a cat. Do you remember that story that was on the news where the little boy was out in his front yard on a tricycle? And he was on the tricycle in the front yard on the side of the car. And then a wandering dog from the neighborhood wandered over and attacked him on the tricycle. And
vaguely,
this cat came
that.
Running out of the house and attacked the dog.
Yep.
And chased the dog away. Now, if it wasn't for that cat, that dog may have bit that child more severely than it already did. But it was like an instant. As soon as that dog went after that child, that cat came flying out of that house. Did you see that story, Devin?
I didn't see that one, but I've seen the ones where like a dog like gets under a TV to protect a baby. The TV was falling over, and then the lab got under the TV to protect the child.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
I mean, animals, we don't give them the credit that they deserve. And I think that's, I hate to say it, but I think a lot of that goes back to the fact that we eat them. And I'm not talking about dogs or cats in this country, but they are eaten in other countries. But the thing is that, you know, we look at a cow as a steak. You know, we look at a pig as pork chops. But I don't know if everybody knows, but the pig is one of the most intelligent farm animals out there.
Indeed. Yes,
extremely smart. And did you also know that cows make friends? So when you have a herd of cows, they pick their friends, just like you will. You know, if you're at school or you're at a job and you pick a certain person that you want to be close to or whatever or as a friend, cows do that. So we don't give the animals the credit I think that they deserve, because we consider ourselves the higher of the intelligence and the food group. But I question that many times as I've gotten older. And I see some of the things or experience some of the things that have gone on. But so if you have a story, a comment, or whatever, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. We want to talk with you, of course, about your pets. So, Julie, I wanted to also have you back me up on this one, which I know you will, because the thing is, like, I'm looking down at this one thing on treating dogs, and people need to come around with the awareness that you never reach out to a dog that you don't know. You have to ask the pet parent first if you could pet that animal, correct?
Always, always. You know, and you can start the conversation by, oh, what a beautiful dog. Is it friendly? May I pet it? And give them, you know, the ability to answer you back. Because, I mean, I wouldn't want somebody coming up and touching my dog, because if he snapped at them, you know, I'd be the one who's in trouble.
Right.
So, you know, always, always ask if it's okay. Just because it's a cute little puppy doesn't mean it's okay to touch them.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
This music freaks me out ever since I've seen the movies Jeepers Creepers, which are some of my... I love the Jeepers Creepers movies. Perfect for the Halloween season. And this song, yeah, enjoy it. You never know who's going to be peeping at you.
Bogeyman will think you are an elephant with wings. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman.
Hi, everyone.
Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Cats in California will no longer be subjected to painful, sometimes debilitating, claw removal surgery. Governor Newsom has signed Assembly Bill 867 into law, and veterinarians will no longer be able to perform declawing surgery on cats. Cats are typically declawed because of behavior issues, such as destroying furniture, but the surgery has long been controversial because it's more than simply removing the claws. Declawing cats is considered cruel because it isn't just nail removal. It involves amputating the last bone of each toe, similar to cutting off a human finger at the last joint. This can lead to chronic pain, behavioral issues, and long-term physical problems like difficulty walking or arthritis. Cats who have been declawed may develop other behavior issues because of pain, including avoiding using the litter box or aggression. The main opposition to the bill came when the California Veterinarian Medical Association, which expressed concern that veterinarians were being targeted and that this is a dangerous precedent. Most animal rights organizations are in support of the new legislation. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and at our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
My cat was absolutely agreeing with that story. She should not be claw cat. She was just like all about it. She was even dancing up in the chair here if you were watching us on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. She was very happy about that. So, and you know what the thing is that I can see why people would want to declaw their cats, you know, to protect materialistic things like your couches and so on and so forth, but you really do got to think, like Devin said in the story, if you look at your own hand, the first bend in your fingers from the top, that is what they take off on a cat. So they're not necessarily just removing the nail, they're removing the tip of the finger. So that's exactly what's happening to them. So even though they're drugged when it's removed and they're put on painkillers, they have to live with that for the rest of their lives. And walking on that, if we walked on our hands, on our fingertips, I think we would realize how painful and distressing that could be. It's the same way for your cats. I was at the Wildlife Way Station in California one day, and I was with Martine, who used to run the place, and they were bringing in a cougar. And the cougar was being brought in on a bed mattress. And I had asked Martine, what is wrong with that cougar? She said, it will never walk again. And I was like, why? And she said, the people that owned it as a pet declawed the cougar on all of its paws. So it's
that's sick.
Its paws became so debilitated. We're all like swishing on the words today. Debilitated, that it was like it couldn't walk, it couldn't hold the pressure of its body on its paws. And that's the same thing for your domestic cats. Even though you don't think they're heavy, although I know Shadow is, she eats everybody else's food, she still basically, you know, has to walk. And they're walking on those paws that have been declawed. And it's very painful for them. And eventually, if it's that bad, they're not able to continue on it. You know, I've never heard of anybody declawing a dog. And I've been doing the show for 35 years. And I don't even know why they would. But the thing is that people have declawed cats. They don't need to declaw the back because cats use the front for scratching and everything. But they don't need to do that at all. That is something that should become law. Like California, you know, hats off to them. The rest of the country needs to actually enact that as well. And they're trying. I know there's other cities and states that are trying to get it enacted that, you know, you can't declaw cats. Because it's pretty much a torture to them.
Well, and a lot of times right now, too, somebody who's going to a veterinarian and asking them to do that, the veterinarians are going, I'm sorry, I refuse to do it because of this, and telling them the truth. And instead of... If you need it done, you go somewhere else, but I will not do that. So the more veterinarians that jump on that bandwagon, people won't be able to get it done.
And then if the clawed cat gets out, right, it's no longer can protect itself.
100%.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, if you let your cat out, that cat's not climbing a tree unless it can climb up backwards. And I don't think that's happening. But, yeah, not able to get out of the range of danger from a dog or anything else or even kids. So that cat is pretty much trapped to the ground. And it can't even in a fight, cats use their front nails and their back, but they use them to defend themselves. Or maybe even, like we talked earlier, their pet parent, and they don't have those nails to use because you've cut them off. You've cut off the fingertips. So, yeah, just think, you don't even have to think twice. Just don't do it. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. You know what I also heard, too, Julie, and maybe you can back me on this, is like when you're petting your pet, whether it's a cat or a dog, they recommend that you never really go against the fur. Have you heard that before?
Some dogs can be sensitive, so it could cause somebody to get a bite by doing that or to get nipped, but you should go with the grain of the fur.
Right. I'm doing that with my cat right now because she's on my lap. Loves it. But when I start going the other direction, she looks at me like, what in God's name are you doing to me? Stop it! But yeah, it's like they like to be stroked with the, with the flow of their hair.
I know if somebody was, rubbing my head and they went down my back and threw my hair over my head, I'd turn around and slap them. So it's like that's not the way you would brush somebody's hair.
You didn't do that
hair.
The other night.
Whatever turned you on.
So, yeah, I mean it is like comforting for an animal when you're going down the nap of their hair. It's the same thing like you said, like with you. If you're getting a hair massage and, somebody's brushing your hair or something like that or combing your hair, it's relaxing. It's the same thing for an animal. Like this one here is like going to pass out in my lap right now. She's like, if you could see her on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio, she's got her head on my desk, body on my lap, but the head is just looking over at Devin, who's producing the show. She's like, I'm in heaven.
Now she looked up at me and said, keep petting,
yes.
Peasant.
I stopped petting her, and she looked up at me like... And then when I started doing it again, the head went back down on the desk. There's proof in the pudding. Hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. And if you're looking for a pet, go to your rescue or your shelter and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
Congratulations, Maya, out there in Pennsylvania. Happy Halloween. Bye for now.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.